Hey, what is up, podcast listeners of This Week in the Rio Grande Valley and Alexa listeners. Thanks for tuning in. This is Eddie Picasso, and I am your host of This Week in the Rio Grande Valley. So it's an amazing day. So many amazing things happened over the weekend, and today is picture day at work, so I'm super excited because the last pictures I took when I jumped on board, it was like, I wasn't too happy with the pictures, so now it's like I get a second chance. So I went all out today. Getting ready 100% and being ready for this picture, because not only that, I'm also going to be shooting a little professional video that Mr. Mike is going to help me out with, so it's going to be super amazing. I'm super excited about it, and I should be practicing that script while I'm driving. But I did another disservice yesterday, and my intention was to post the three videos of the three pitfalls by Steven Larson, Cheryl Jacobs, and Aracelis Perez, and I was going to put one each day, each weekday. I was going to post one each weekday, and I completely forgot about yesterday. I was completely thinking of that the podcast episode was supposed to air today, January 29th, on Tuesday. So that is my fault. My apologies, and I'm making that up today. So I'll go ahead and publish Mr. Cheryl Jacobs today and Ms. Aracelis Perez tomorrow, so we can get back on track on this week in the Rio Grande Valley on Thursday. Like I said before, this I'm doing this just because I'm getting so many things that are getting rolling now, are starting to roll with my real estate license, that I'm starting to get appointments and all that good stuff, and I need to I'm trying to synchronize, and I'm trying to get in the rhythm of what my schedule is. So which I really don't have a schedule. It's my own set schedule, and that makes it a little bit more of a challenge. And if you're an entrepreneur, if you've got that side hustle, you know what I'm talking about, where it's like you've got to set your own, you've got to have your own self-discipline when it comes to your schedule, just because it's not a 9-to-5. There's nobody looking behind your, over your shoulders, so making sure that you're doing certain things at a certain time. So that's one of the pros and cons of entrepreneurship, or working on your own, being on the road on your own and stuff like that, self-managing. So today's message is so special. Ms. Cheryl Jacobs just shares so much knowledge. She had another person that whose story comes from obstacles and hurdles, and just being tested by life and by infinite intelligence, and just saw the better side of things and was able to adapt and overcome, and became a serial entrepreneur who is now killing it. He's completely crushing it. He's got several businesses going, and just keeps new businesses, keeps creating new ventures, creating new alliances. And I think the most recent one is Elite Flight Club, which is super awesome. I hope I get the chance to one day be able to fly in one of those planes. It would be super awesome. And her Disney characters franchise, I know she's expanding now, and she's in Houston. So hopefully that would be a great thing. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, A.B. Cortez, my buddy of mine from James Realty, asked me the other day of, we were on a live feed on Facebook, and he asked me, what would I like to see here in the Valley? That the Valley's growing so much, it's just completely on fire. The real estate market is completely on fire. This is the time to buy, this is the time to sell, just because, I mean, buyers right now, they can pretty much ask for any price that they're looking for. Of course, it completely depends on a micro market statistics or whatever, or stats. And buyers at the same time, like, there's so much growth potential still coming that it's just, this is a time to get in the market for the Rio Grande Valley. So when he asked me that, what would I like to see come down to the Valley? You know what, Ms. Cheryl Jacobs, is a shout out to you. That would be nice to have a Disney character franchise of yours here in our hidden gem of the Rio Grande Valley. That would be super awesome. So I just might look into that, see how that works. So that is my rant for this morning. And I need to get on with my script. So I'm going to leave it at that. And I'm going to let you listen to the great interview, the great question, the great insight and wisdom by Ms. Cheryl Jacobs. So thanks for tuning in, guys. I'll see you in a little bit. I hope you enjoy, and I hope you get something, at least one little nugget from this, from these questions. So thanks for tuning in. I love you guys. Peace.
Yeah.
So hi, I'm Eddie Picasso, and today we're talking with Ms. Cheryl Jacobs about tips, tricks, and secrets. Every new person needs to shortcut their way to success. And creating wealth really has, there's a different definition for everybody. There's personal wealth, there's financial wealth, and it's just success in general that we want to talk about so we can get results even faster. And there's no better example than that than Ms. Cheryl Jacobs. I love what she's doing on Facebook. She's got so many things going on. She's just an outstanding entrepreneur that I like to follow. I'm super humbled to be following her and to be connected with her. So Ms. Cheryl, could you tell us a little bit about yourself in terms of background, education, and experience?
Well, hi everybody. I have had 10 businesses in my lifetime, and it didn't quite start out that way. When I was 18, I married my high school sweetheart, and by 19, we had 2 children. But however, we were living in poverty, and I literally had to go to the local churches to get milk, cheese, and bread to feed my children. And on top of it all, I was married to an abusive alcoholic, so I was kind of searching for a way to get out. And I was just graduated from college and was looking for something to get away from him, make a life better for my children and I. And as I was going through a divorce and poverty, I left my husband, and shortly after, my mother passed away and then my grandmother. So I could have pretty much let that all take me out, or I could listen to the words my mother said. And what she said was, "You're smart enough and strong enough to stand on your own 2 feet." And I just took her words with me everywhere. And I was always an entrepreneur at heart. And shortly after things looked up, I ended up booking a really big modeling contract with an agency, and kind of allowed me to get on my feet as I was working and making decent money. And then I landed my first very big contract, graduated from college in an aeronautical engineering degree, and pursued modeling, which made my family very angry, especially my father. But I started my first business, a modeling agency, and today I own 10 businesses. My ninth business is kidspartycharacters.com, which is, I started with two employees, me and my partner, 20 costumes, and nothing but a drive to succeed. Today we have over 200 characters. We are in 4 states, including Houston, which is our very first franchise that we just franchised 3 weeks ago. And we have over 70 plus employees. We're doing we went from 2 to 3 parties every weekend to about 20 to 30 parties every weekend. And this week I'm launching my 10th business, which was, I started at Tony Robbins Business Mastery 2. It's called EliteFlightClub.org, where we book private jet charters for, the wealthy executive who can afford to fly private. So I know it's two different realms, but I wanted to, with my flight club, wanted to go back to my aeronautics and my love of flying. And I became a pilot in 2005 as well. So that's my focus right now: franchising, building my flight club, and flying airplanes from a teenage mom living in poverty. So, if I can do it, you can do it. So that's my advice to everybody.
That's super amazing. It's a great story. I remember reading your story when we first connected on Facebook about the adversity that you had gone through to actually build the businesses. And I was blown away by it. It was a super amazing story. And I knew I had to keep following you. And I recently saw that you had the Elite Flight Club, which was super amazing. I immediately shared that just because I thought it was so awesome that you're doing so much. And especially, that's especially my message that I'm trying to get out about overcoming adversity and not just dealing with the punches that life throws at you. And it's not about how many times you go down, but how many times you come back up, like Rocky says, right? So that's super amazing. So what is a tip that you wish someone had shared with you about creating wealth, about creating these businesses when you were first starting out?
Well, some of the mistakes that I made when I was a younger entrepreneur, exit strategies. Don't just let your business go. You can sell them. You can sell off parts of it. You know, it's one thing that I learned at Tony Robbins. And another big thing too that I've learned now, being an older entrepreneur and the mistakes, is definitely surround yourself by the right people, the right team of people. Any naysayers, get them out of your life, because it subconsciously just drags you down and it makes you second guess yourself. I mean, that is probably one of the most biggest thing that I've learned, is surround yourself by a positive team, people who you want to be like, people who inspire you. Like my entertainers, I have entertainers who are so spunky and they go to these parties and parents just love them. Then I've had entertainers who can't show up on time. They think they're on some Broadway show, you know? Yeah. I mean, you're basically babysitting kids and playing games with them and face painting. I mean, you're not on Broadway, you know, but the ones that are like so energetic and they go in there, people love them, you know? And, you know, I don't even know how many people told me, you know, girls should not fly airplanes. Girls should not have businesses. You know, why are you starting another business? You have enough on your plate already. Get rid of those people. That's the number one thing, is the right people around you, the right team. And another thing too is, bad things happen in your life. Everything happens. Bad things happen to everybody. In time, they pass. Just know that, just keep pursuing through it. Just keep your why in place. Why do you want to do this? Do you want to take care of your family? Do you want to take care of your children? Do you want to prove the naysayers wrong? Whatever your why is, just in time, if there, whatever happens that's bad, it'll pass. And that's probably the biggest things that I've overcome.
That's amazing. That's awesome. So as far as pitfalls, what are the three biggest pitfalls of creating wealth or creating success to watch out for that would really help the audience? What are the three biggest pitfalls to watch out for, in your opinion?
Everybody's a guru. When you start a business, they're all going to see and they're all going to come out of the woodwork. Do your homework. Find out what they've created. Find out who they've helped and see if they're the right for your business, so you're not just hemorrhaging money out to people who really aren't going to get you any return on your investments. That's one of the big things. Again, too, is the right team and delegating the small jobs. Like, you know, like if you're not good at dealing on the phone with customers, or you're not good at customer service, find someone that can do that for you. That's good with people. So you can focus on the big picture. Always have like the right people to build your team. So you can, instead of say you pay that person $20 an hour, but you're making $100 an hour doing an inspirational speech somewhere, you're still coming out ahead. So you got to look at the big picture and delegate the small jobs. That's probably the number second thing. And the third thing is probably, entrepreneurship is a very lonely road. Get a dog, get a support system, because there's going to be many times that you're going to be sitting behind a computer building and doing what you need to do to make your business successful. And it's sometimes it's very lonely. That's probably another thing that you really have to expect. So.
Absolutely. I completely agree. I think a lot of people touching on your point number two about trading between two things, paying somebody $20 to earning $100. A lot of people see things like paying taxes. I don't want to pay more taxes. I don't want to do more because I don't want to pay more taxes. And it's those old stories, old limiting beliefs that hold them back from actually, I mean, it's a trade-off. I mean, do you really want to hold yourself back because you want to hold on to pennies, or do you want to reach, you want to take your moonshot and 10x your goals? I think that's huge. I think that's a lot of a limiting belief that I come across a lot. And Tony also talks about your point number three is creating that empowering environment. A lot of the times we come back from these events and we're super pumped up about being with super amazing people with great energy. And we come back home and it's all those people. I heard John Maxwell call it the I think it was the crab effect or something like that. It's like the crab bucket. where you're trying to crawl out of the crab bucket and all the other crabs are trying to pull you down. That's what crabs do. And it's that empowering environment is very, very important, I think. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to always, if you're growing to the next level, you're going to have those people who don't want to see you go. You know, you might be their meal ticket or something, and you're slowly growing, and they realize that your vibe does not match their vibe anymore. And so you're going to have those people who aren't doing it themselves or can't do it, can't figure it out. But that's the most important thing, is you've got to let them go. As hurtful as it is, they might be family members. They might be your friend for 20 years, you know. You just got to let those people go, because the only way to evolve to the next level is to surround yourself by the right people that are going to keep pushing you to a better you. That's the only way. And as hurtful as it is sometimes, you might have somebody who's really going to, you know, cut you down or scream at you or whatever on their way out the door. But that's the only way. It's the only way to go to the next level, is to let those people go, unfortunately.
Yes. And they come from a good heart. They're doing it because they love you. They want to stay attached to you. But it's important to realize the effect that it will have on you in the long run. That's powerful. That's amazing. Thank you for that. What is the single greatest secret every new person needs to know to speed up their success towards wealth?
I wish there was one secret. You know, where I would be a billionaire by now. But hard work. I mean, just and not really hard work, but smart work. You know, you have to work smart. You can't and perseverance. Just know that, you know, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. I know it's some things, like, you know, doing mass emails or cold calling or whatever your marketing tool is. You know, I'm on 15 social medias. You know, I used to do all that myself, but now I pay somebody to do that. So I don't think there is any fast track. I wish there was. There's many different ways to market yourself and get yourself out there, but just keep persevering. Like, just always think to yourself, what will take me to the next level? What project can I work on to take me to the next level? Like, I started public speaking, inspirational speaking. I belong to Toastmasters now, where, you know, I have a speech coach now, where I can get out there and tell my story. With Tony Robbins, it comes with a business coach. You know, I meet with him every 2 weeks. He's got this my to-do list. What have you done? Did you do it? You know, everything. Always think of what's going to take me to the next level. What are my action steps, and why am I doing it? So that you always, even if you feel down, what's my why? You know, so my kids can have a better life, so I can have my father retire early. Whatever your why is, always have that behind your thoughts, and it's going to propel you forward. That's my best advice.
Amazing. Thank you for that.
My mom's words always are behind me. And, you know, I have children. So that's always my, like, okay, I don't want them ever to see poverty again, ever, you know, so.
That's absolutely, I'm actually glad you brought that up, because you brought it up a couple of times already, and I'm super glad that you did. The why, that's a big reason. There's a quote that says, motivation, I think we lost you.
Oh, no. I'm going to find on Zoom. Are we back?
There
we go.
What's the quote? Motivation gets you started. What is it? Your why or determination is what keeps you going, or something like that. Can't remember the exact words, but that why has to do a lot with that's what's going to push you through to those tough moments, those moments of adversity, when you wake up that one day and you don't want to get up and do what you have to do for the day. Those tasks, knock out those tasks, right? And I think that why is so important, just to keep you going at those crucial moments. So that's awesome. Are there any other juicy tips, tricks, secrets at this point with creating wealth or creating all this success that we could let our audience know about?
I mean, there's just so many other there's so many different avenues, like, to get get yourself out there. I mean, I think the best marketing tools is just, you know, just keep on going. Like, you know, I personally have 15 social medias going daily. Consistency, you have to be consistent every single day. Even if you think, oh, somebody's sick of seeing your post every day, you may be helping someone in a, across the world with something that they're struggling with. You know, you never know. And, you know, I have three books on Amazon right now. You know, how to get out of your own way, you know, coach connects into all the coaches that I've had along the way. My story of how I came from a teenage mom living in poverty to where I am now. You know, there's so many ways to market yourself and get yourself out there. And, it just consistency. I think it has to be consistent because they say that people on social media, you lose them within the 1 or 2 minutes and then they're moving on to the next person. So just consistency, just keep on going, keep on getting yourself out there, whether it's public speaking, whether it's social media, whether it's writing a book, whatever, going to trade shows, meetups, whatever it is, Tony Robbins, whatever it is just keep getting yourself out there. And, you know, you never know when's going to be your next break. You never know when you're going to meet that millionaire or billionaire that's going to be like, I want to take you under my wing. You inspire me. I love what you're doing. You never know. Just keep getting yourself out there every day, like a daily thing.
Yeah. You may very well be three feet away from gold, right? Like that book says.
Never know.
Absolutely. And I think Gary Vaynerchuk talks about there's so much noise out there right now on social media, the internet, that is just, it takes that much more consistency to be on social media to get noticed. And I think I heard it another way yesterday. It's being said that just when you think that you're annoying your audience or the people that are seeing your posts on social media, that's when they're barely just now starting to see you. Like you were in obscurity, as Grant Cardone says, before that. It's not until you think to yourself that you're being annoying that's when people actually start noticing you. So that's great advice right there. I appreciate that. Is there anything I haven't asked you about creating wealth or your success or your businesses that you've got that you'd like to share with our audience?
Honestly, you know, I'm single 2.5 years. Okay. I sit behind my computer. I don't go clubbing. I don't do any of that stuff. But when I go out, I go to Tony Robbins. I go to meetups. I go to public speaking events. And just, you know, like you said, the noise on social media, keep away from that stuff. Keep away from, you know, if you see something negative on, I block it. I block those kind of people that put negative stuff, who just keep moving forward. I think the more you do it, the more you get known, and that's just it. I just keep on doing it. Just keep being consistent. And, you know, I'm hoping that my flight club, you know, makes $1 million this year. You know, some millionaires out there that need to fly private. We launched this week, you know, or, you know, anybody that wants to own their own franchise for their kids' company, you know, I have that going right now, you know. So it's just a matter of surrounding yourself with the right people, being so consistent every single day, and believing in yourself, even when others don't. You just have to, and your why, of course, you know. Always remember your why you're doing it, and that'll always take you through the hard times, and hard times will pass. So
thank you very much for that, Ms. Cheryl. Can you tell us a little bit more about where they can learn more about you? Talk about all these great things that you've got going on, your franchise. One of them is so close to me in Houston, that's not too far from me, and your Elite Bike Club, now that it's launching. Where is your...
I think something happened with your speaker.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. you've mentioned so many things you've got going on right now, your franchise, which is so close to me in Houston. and well, the closest one they've got that you've opened, and the Elite Flight Club that's just now launching. Can you tell us a little bit more about where they can learn more about you?
Well, I have 3 books on Amazon. If you look up Cheryl Jacobs, you'll see my 3 books on how to have your own franchise of your kids party characters. It also on kidspartycharacters.com. If you click on members, I have a 12-week training course with PDFs, worksheets, and a one-on-one consultation with me. If you think it's something that's right for you, you can make 6 figures your first year. I have the step-by-step from beginning to up and running for anybody who wants a home business with no overhead, no travel fees, any of that. I have that available. And also my other business, eliteflightclub.org, we launched this week. It's private jet charters internationally. So if you want to fly in a Learjet, a Gulfstream, or whatever, so you can make more meetings in a day and add more value to this world and your family, check out eliteflightclub.org and book your flights.
Thank you very much, thank all of our audience for joining us for this amazing presentation with Ms. Cheryl Jacobs. She's got so much going on.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Cheryl. Thank you all for having me.